The Gemara on the bottom of Daf Tzayin Amud Aleph brings down the Mishnah Nida. The Mishnah says the following: Kol haksamim habayim in arekim tahirim, Rabbi Yehuda metamim neshim gerim betamim ben ayv biluchavim. All the ksamim who come from the city called Rekim are tahir, and the reason is because we assume the people over there are gayim, and the chachamim are not guys and the ksamim of gayim. So in other words, when you find a beggar with a kesem on it, b'derechal will be tamim, because we assume it came from a isha who's a nida, and the chachamim are guys are tumas ksamim when you find a kesem on a beggar, but Ksamim that are found in the city called Rekim are Tahar, because Rekim is a city of Goyim, not of Yedin, and there is no din of Tumas Ksamim when it comes to Goyim. So now there's a beautiful remez to this din from the Baal Turim in Parshas Tazria, and you see that Mamish the Niflayus Mitarasena Hakadesha, every din in Tarshu Baal Peh is Mamish Merumah somehow in Tarshu B'Chsam. So the beginning of Parshas Tazria is talking about the Indian of Yaladis and the carbon of Yaladis, and it says over there in Pasukid Beis, Parakid Beis, Pasuk Zayin, V'hikriva Elifnei Hashem. So the Kohen brings a carbon for the Yoledes, and he's mechaper on her damim, and she is tahara. So the lashon of the pasuk is v'chiper aleha v'tahara mimekar damea. Mimekar damea refers to the makam where the dam comes from, the makar. And the Baal Turim points out that the word makar over there in the Torah is written chaser; it does not have a vav. It says it just mem kuf resh. B'derech klal in the Torah when it says makar, it's written mali with a vav, mem kuf vav resh. And what's the pshat over here? The word makar is written without a vav. Zok the Baal Turim, this is a remnant to our Gemara, because the word makar without a vav is the same isis as Rekim, the city of Rekim. And the word right before it in the pasuk is the word of v'tahara, v'tahara. So it's v'tahara mi makar, which could be read mi Rekim tahirim, that things from Rekim are tahirim. And this is mamash remnant to the din of the mission over here. The ksamim that come from Rekim are tahirim, a beautiful remnant to the din of the mission over here. In the pasuk, based on the missing vav from the word mimakar, mitahar, mimakar, mirakim, taharim. Now, I just want to point out that from this Baal Turim, l'chari yav araya keneged, one of the terutzim in Taisus, because Taisus over here asks Akasha, he says, the Gemara says, kolak saman ba mirakim taharim, which sounds like Rekim was a geisha city, had no Jews. If they had Jews, then you have to be chayshish, maybe the saman came from Yidden, they would become tamei. So Taisus in Nida also asks this kasha in Dafnun Vav, and Taisus says, because of this kasha, ben etam, was Gairis, not Kolak Samu Habayim Mi Rekim Tayim, but Kolak Samu Habayim Mi Rekes, Resh Kuf Samach. Because Rabbi Netam is bad, and he says the city of Rekim was a city where Yidden lived. I forgot to mention that, that Tais is asking from the find in the Mishnah in Gittin, the Rekim was a city where there are Yidden, talks about bringing a get from Rekim off of maybe Minai Rekim. So you see that Yidden lived there. Over here we see that it was a city of Gaim. So because of that kasha, Ben Etam says you have to be Gairis Rekis, Kolak Samim by Mirekis, not Mirekim. So the din of the Mishnah for Ben Etam is a city called Rekis, Resh Kuf Samich, and not Rekim. Rekim is a city of Yidden, but Rekis is a city of Goyim. Now from this Baal Turim, you see clearly that he understood not like Ben Etam, because he's making remez in the Pasuk in the Torah of Mim Mekar, which is Isis Rekim with a mem. Obviously he understood that this Mishnah is going to referring to the city of Rekim and not the city of Rekis. So Legabe Taisus is Kasha, he would have to answer like one of the other Tutsim of Taisus, like Taisus says over here, that even though Rekim had Yidden, but the Yidden were Matsneim Kismayim, they would keep them, they would hide them, they wouldn't let them go into the streets. So if you find a Kesem, you could assume it came from the Goyim and not from the Yidden. That is L'chaira how the Baal Turim would answer Taisus Kasha, or maybe like the other Tutsim over there, but I'll call upon him. We do see from him that he clearly understood that the correct here says Rekim and not Rekis like Rabbeinu Tam, and this is the beautiful remez to the din of the Mishnah in the Pasuk and Parshas Tazria.